Christ, looking up to the sky now. Christ, that was my new birth. Chose me, then I switched teams, and that gave me my true worth. Blood spilled from the king's veins, and I'm washed clean when I do dirt. I'm free, boy, sing hymns. All the nations, they praise him. When his worship going all around, like a bad boy when I cave in. Angels singing is outbound, saints singing is out loud. When the POTUS walking, you stand up. When the king comes, you bow down.
And welcome to our service. If you're new here, you may be wondering who we are and what this church is all about. Well, the heart of the matter is this. We're a group of people doing our best to love God and love those around us. One of the ways we express this love is through worship, because our God is truly amazing. He created everything, great and small, and his love for us is incredible, powerful, and completely unconditional. We also spend time looking into his word, the Bible, and receive practical teaching to guide us along his path in our everyday lives. But it doesn't end when the service is over. Throughout the week, we gather in groups to serve, pray, reach out to our community, and sometimes just to hang out and have fun. Life is full of challenges, and none of us are perfect. But we believe that's one of the reasons God has brought us together. We're all here to help and support each other through each step of life's journey, because nobody should have to travel alone. So thanks for joining us today. No matter who you are, we want you to know you are welcome.
Good morning, His Tabernacle Family Church. How are we doing today? Thank you. Good morning, His Tabernacle Family Church. How are we doing today? Oh, see, that sounds like a church. Come on. Turn to your neighbor and say, that sounds like a church this morning. How many of us are having a good week? Come on, come on. How many of us are blessed to be here? How many of us want to worship God's name in spirit and in truth? All right, so let's do it. Come on, step side to side and clap. Come on, y'all got it. Y'all can do it. I've seen it before. Turn to your neighbor and say, bless the Lord with me. Now turn to your other neighbor and say, bless the Lord with me. Because he deserves it, right? All right, come on. Bless the Lord with me. See, we can have fun at church. Bless the Lord with me. Bless the Lord with me. Yeah. Bless the Lord with me. Come on and sing that. Come on. Bless the
Lord with me.
Bless the Lord with me. Come on and sing that out. Bless.
Bless the Lord with me. Bless the Lord with me.
All right, so clap your hands with me. Sing that out. Clap your hands with me. Clap your hands with me, cause he deserves the highest praise. Clap your hands with me. He woke me up this morning. Clap your hands with me. Come on and sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 Come on. your dance with me. Okay, okay. Do your dance with me. Do your dance with me. Do your dance with me. Come on, praise the Lord with me. Praise the Lord with me. Come on and praise the Lord. Cause you deserve the highest praise. So I will praise the Lord. Come on and sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sing, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord with me. Come on, I want to hear you sing, bless. Bless the Lord with me. Come on, one more time, sing hallelujah. Come on and sing out the highest praise. For he's worthy, yes, he's worth it all. Lord, with all my breath I sing. Yeah, I give you everything, sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. Come on and give God a shout. Come on and give God a shout of praise, for he's worthy. For he's worthy. For he's worthy. Come on, just do it one more time. Sing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on and lift your voice and sing hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sing hallelujah. Yeah, cause he's worthy. Hallelujah. Sing hallelujah. Last time, sing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Come on, isn't he a good God? Thank you, Jesus. Say you are faithful. We just love you, God.
Thank you.
impossible things in your name, it shall be done. Unstoppable God, let your glory go on and on. Oh, impossible things in your name, they shall be done.
Come on, just sing that out one more time.
Unstoppable God, let your glory go on and on. Impossible things in your name, they shall be done. Unstoppable God, let your glory go on and on. Impossible things in your name, they shall be done.
Come on and give them a praise.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Everything is possible.
Jesus, you're
See, what I believe is, I believe that God's right here, right now, and He wants to show up and move in our lives in a mighty way. Not how it was last Sunday, not how it was our first Sunday, but in a fresh way. I want to serve. We serve an uncommon God, and I want to worship uncommon. I want to praise Him uncommon. I want an uncommon Sunday. Let's pray real quick together. We did it at 7:15. We did it for last service. Man, I don't want normal. We don't serve normal. Let's just put our hands on our heart real quick. We're going to pray this together. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You that You're an uncommon God. And You do uncommon things. You have uncommon love. And because of that, I'm going to commit my uncommon worship today. Uncommon praise. An uncommon desire for You. Because I have an uncommon love. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Look, we just made a commitment to worship uncommon. I don't want to worship as normal. Come on, let's lift our hands. Let's open our hearts from the back to the front. Let's sing this with everything we got. Let's go deeper. Let's go farther. Let's sing louder. Let's give a more of our heart today. Come on. Uncommon from the back to the front. Maybe you need to get out of your seat. Maybe you need to kneel at the altar. Maybe you're going to shout. Maybe you're going to jump. Maybe you're going to kneel. I don't know what it is, but let's be uncommon for an uncommon God.
The cup that won't run dry. Come on and sing that, Jesus.
the front. Let's really give Jesus what he deserves today. Doesn't have to be a schedule. Doesn't have to be an amount of songs. Come on, lift up that voice. Come on, from the back to the front. In the presence of God is the fullness of joy. And at his right hand, pleasures forevermore. Come on, what we need is the presence. That's good. Come on, church. Come on, church. Let's give it to Jesus.
Is heaven to me. Presence, yeah. Your presence.
There you go. Come on. You sound amazing. Come on.
Is heaven.
Come on. Let's all join in. Come on. Feel to do in my heart. Jesus is the healer.
Yes.
And I feel like Jesus is here.
Yes.
So if you're in this place and you know I need healing in my body, just go ahead and put your hand up right over your head. I need healing in my body. There doesn't have to be a pastor that touches you. Jesus is going to touch you right now.
Thank you.
Keep that hand up ready. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are the healer. It was part of your mission, and it's still your mission. We know you died on the cross, not only for our sin, but also our sickness, according to 1 Peter 2:24 and Isaiah chapter 53. So we pray right now, Lord, as you make your way through this room, as you start to touch bodies, that you bring wholeness and healing. Lord, whether it be a sniffle or whether it be cancer, or anything in between, we pray healing in the mighty name of Jesus to sweep through this place. All we need is faith. And if you have faith for heaven, anything else is an easy level of faith. So, Father, thank you right now for healing and touching and moving in this place. Come on, let's just sing this song one more time through, just voices, not music. And let's really make it as he continues through, as he moves in people's body, as people are healed even right now. Let's go ahead and sing this through, just voices from the back. Come on. That's good. Come on, a fresh visitation of Jesus today. Healing in the name of Jesus.
To me.
Healing in the name of Jesus.
Oh, your presence is heaven to me.
Your presence. Oh, your presence.
Is heaven to me.
We surrender. Father, we submit. Because God, you're a holy God. You're so holy. You're so wonderful. You're so magnificent. Thank you for coming to be with us today. Thank you for sharing in your presence with us today. Now that you would put a blanket of your anointing, cover us with a blanket of your anointing right now in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Jesus. I don't want to go another waking moment without acknowledging you. I don't want to experience another day without acknowledging you and knowing who you are in my life. Father, that should be our prayer every single day. Who would we be, Father, without you? Who are we if we don't have you? Today I pray right now that you, God, would just reign in our hearts. Lord God, you rain down your anointing. You rain down your power. You rain down your authority. That, Father, when we leave these doors today, we know we've been in your house. We know that we've experienced heaven. We know, God, that we've met with you. We're not interested in just doing church. We want to experience heaven. Today, as the word is spoken, Holy Ghost, we give you full permission. Speak. Speak to our hearts. Bring conviction. And change that, Father God, we can do what you've called us to do. Your word says we're not our own. We've been bought with a price. Father, we're here with our hands lifted up, surrendering to a holy God. There's none like you. They're all in the grave, but you are not. And I thank you that we can serve an awesome, amazing Father that's alive and real and living inside of us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jesus. You see, we don't want to move forward and miss these moments.
And some may be thinking, why do they keep repeating themselves? Why do they keep singing the same lines in the song over and over and over? Here's why. We don't want to miss it. We don't want to miss it. And sometimes we need the reminders in our spirits, the reminders that constantly say, he's there, he's there, he's with us, he's never leaving us nor forsaking us. And that's what we have to remind ourselves, because tomorrow is Monday. And we won't be sitting in this room. Each and every day, this is what it's about, acknowledging him for who he is. Amen. Isn't he good? Isn't God good? Did he touch you today? Did he touch you today? Did he visit with you today? All right, listen. So I had the first service do it. I'm going to have the second service do it too. And listen, you in the back, you ain't out, okay? You got these shouters up here, so you're not alone. You need to shout too. You guys ready? So on the count of three, what I want to do is I want to give a praise and a shout out to Jesus. Are you ready? One, two, three. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Didn't that feel good? It feels good, right? Feels good. You think it was loud enough, or you think we could do better? You want to go louder? Do you think you can go louder? Hey, you peeps in the back, can you go louder? Can you go louder in the back? Ron, can you go louder? All right, here we go. One, two, three. We love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. All right, on your way back to your seats, go shake some hands, give some high fives, hug on some people, love on your family.
CHT family, it is time to settle on into your seats and pay attention to the announcements that are up and coming.
Easter is right around the corner, and we are so excited to announce that we're about to have the best, biggest Easter egg hunt you can think of. But with this, we need volunteers, eggs, and candy. So if you could bring your donations to the His Kids desk any Sunday between now and Easter, that would be great.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about our Next Steps class that's offered here at His Tabernacle. If you want to build an amazing foundation on the Word of God and learn how to lead people with integrity and knowledge, then you want to join Next Steps. At the Horseheads campus, every Tuesday at 7 p.m. and every Wednesday at 9 a.m. are our Next Steps classes. At Horseheads and Ithaca campus, Thursdays at 6 o'clock is when they're taught. I want to see you there. I want to see you get equipped and built up in the Word of God.
Hello, His Tabernacle. My name is Jennifer Larson, and I would like to share a powerful testimony about groups. So when we finally started a group, it has really pushed my husband and I to the next level because we feel like we are shepherds to our sheep. It has turned into not just a group, but a family. And that's what I like to call it because we don't have any family here. We really didn't even know anybody in the area when we came. And it has really helped us grow spiritually because we're now digging into the Word more and responsible for being sound doctrinally. I am just so thankful that groups has brought us not only a family, but has connected other people in the community to His Tabernacle, and we are just seeing souls grown and saved for the kingdom of God. So it is imperative that you join a group, even if that is your next level on your faith wall this year. Join a group and become part of the family of God. Have fun with it. Grow together. Be able to depend on one another and grab a couple people while you're doing it. I am so excited for the next level that God is bringing us to, and I hope that you also are excited as well. Thank you so much for letting me share my testimony with you.
Good morning, His Tabernacle. Can y'all give your King of Kings a shout of praise? Come on, give the Lord a shout of praise. Come on, the Bible says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. So we're excited to be here. Welcome to our 11 a.m. service. First, I want to just recognize our first-time guests. If this is your first time attending church here, can I see you just lift up your hand, please? Awesome. Let's put hands together for our first-time guests. With your hands still being lifted, we're going to have a gift coming around to you right now. Inside that gift, you find a mug from us that is personalized to our church. You find some information from our church. But most importantly, I want to personally invite you to our guest reception. It's going to be on this side of the building right after our church service. Please come out. We'd love to get to know you and get to meet you. And want to just say thank you. So many churches you could have been to today, but you chose to be at His Tabernacle. So guys, please help me one more time. Let's put our hands together for our guests. All right, who knows that we are a busy church? We have a lot of things going on. You want to make sure you are checking your bulletin every single weekend. As you guys probably saw in the foyer, we are selling candles. They smell really good. You want to make sure that you go out there, and with everything that you're going to be purchasing, it will be going towards getting ourselves an electronic drum set for the His Tabernacle Ithaca campus. Amen. We're excited that our church will continue to expand, not just here in New York, but in other states and also in other countries. So just know you're not just buying a candle for your house to smell good. You are actually investing directly into the vision of this house, which is to take the gospel to the nations, that we want to love God, save souls, and to develop people wherever the Lord is going to lead us. So please go out there and buy a candle. And next weekend is going to be an incredibly busy Sunday. Who's excited for Easter? Who here is like over the age of 18 and still gets an Easter basket? Okay. I'm gonna pray for you. But we love to bless our kids and our children with a phenomenal Easter egg hunt. We have tens, literally tens of thousands of eggs for them come Easter weekend. So we want to start to fill those eggs. So next Sunday after church, if you'd like to volunteer to help to start to fill those eggs, we would absolutely love for you to volunteer your time. So please go meet Pastor Aaron out in the foyer and say, hey, I would love to get signed up. Let me know what the details are. But it's going to be next weekend, next Sunday, directly after second service. In addition, we're going to be celebrating our senior pastor's birthday next Sunday. Who is excited about that? He tries to pretend to be 25, but he's not. He is much, much older. He's pushing 60. I know. Hopefully I have a job tomorrow. But we are very, very privileged that we have the chance to honor the man of God who had answered the call of God to build this house. You know, this isn't just a church that he got voted into. This wasn't just a church that was just given to him. He tells a story time and time again. Life was good for him. He was on the road. Bills were paid. There was extra. Things were great. But he was riding his lawnmower one day, and the Lord spoke to him very clearly. I want you to start a church in Horseheads, New York, with a very simple message that the God of this universe loves the people of this region. And he has answered that call through every sacrifice, through every opportunity that has come up that may have been a little bit more attractive than a church in a cornfield, okay? Every single day, every single weekend, every single Sunday, he stands up here and looks out and with genuine love communicates the gospel behind closed doors. He's praying for you guys. He's fasting. He is interceding for you guys to see how he can be the best shepherd for this church. And one of the things that he has taught us is that we always honor the gift. I love that my pastor, he doesn't just talk about it. He will go one step further, and he will also exemplify that. Every single guest we've had in this church, all of the oversights that we have, he goes above and beyond to honor them. And I can tell you as one of his spiritual sons that he is a man of his word, and he is a man that lives out the word. He's the number one example for what he stands behind this pulpit every single Sunday to preach. So I believe that we have the true honor for us to bless him on his birthday. I want to challenge you guys to let us shower him with all the cards and all of the gifts next Sunday. And as you bring your financial gift next week, it's not about the amount of money that you bring. It's about the heart behind it. And I want you this week to also pray for your pastor. Not only pray, no, Holy Spirit, how much are you going to place on my heart to honor the man of God with? But also, Holy Spirit, how can I pray for him? How can I lift him up? He has the burden of carrying the vision of this house. So let's lift him up in prayer this week. Let's be in prayer all week by the Holy Spirit to see how we can bless him next Sunday. And I want to challenge us as a church body, as his sons and daughters in the Lord, let us go ahead and bless the father of this house. Amen. So I'm just so thankful you guys have allowed me the time to speak about that. At this time, we're going to have the ushers pass the offering envelopes. It's time for our tithes and offerings. Who's excited about that? I love to give to the Lord. We're not going to give to man. We're going to give to the Lord. Amen. Let me first start by asking you guys, who during like Christmas time, you give a gift and you hope the other person likes it? Like you just hope. You may not be the best gift giver. You have a great heart, but you may not be the one that always gives the best gifts. Who is that? And you just hope that whoever receives the gift. Okay, awesome. I'm not alone. So every single year, I like to give several gifts to my wife. But one of the gifts, she always wants something from Mary Kay. Right? She wants this elaborate package. And I don't know much about Mary Kay. I know there's like pink Cadillacs and stuff like that, but that's really all that I know. So what I usually do is I set aside a budget for this Mary Kay portion of the gifts, and I give it to our Mary Kay rep. And I just say, I trust you, and I hope that whatever you get my wife, she's going to like. So for the past 5-6 years, it's been great. It's always spot on. Tara's like, oh my goodness, honey, this is awesome. I'm like, yeah, great. As if I did anything. But I found out yesterday that in her Mary Kay gift bag from Christmas 2018, that in this bag was an anti-aging cream, John. And when I found this out, I said, babe, I am so sorry. I did not purposely ask for that to be in the bag. I hope you don't think I'm trying to convey anything to you at all by you having to open up this cream. See, I gave some money and I hope that the gift will be a reflection of my heart. And sometimes it was right, but sometimes it wasn't. Like this example, I had to look her in the eyes and tell her that I don't think she's aging. Awkward conversation, y'all. And I think that sometimes that same philosophy we have when it comes to giving, that I hope that these principles that Pastor Rhonda teaches every Sunday, I hope that the principles of tithing and giving and sowing and reaping, I hope that they're going to work in my life. But I want to give you an assurance today, not a hope, an assurance that the Word of God, it is powerful, it is alive, it is active, it is a word that God holds above His own name, and if God has released a word about giving, it shall not return void. Amen? So in Genesis chapter 8, verse 20 through 22, Noah has given an offering to God. And in this offering, there are two assurances that God drops into his life and is for you and I that I want to share with you about when you give. Number one, the Bible said that God will no longer curse the ground. God will no longer curse the ground. So for you and I, we have this confidence, this assurance that with my offering today, that every curse in your life can be broken. That with your offering today, you are placing a curse on the curse. That with your offering today, everything that's trying to come to you from a generational background to come into to impact your present day, it can be broken. The ground shall no longer be cursed in Jesus' name. But then the Bible goes on further because we can't just deal with your past and your present. We've got to talk about your future. The Bible said that seed time and harvest will always remain. That means this, that when I sow, I can demand a harvest. When I sow, I can be confident in a harvest. That I know that when I give today, that my harvest is coming. It's in His word. He does not lie, so it has to be true. How exciting is that, that with my giving today, unlike this anti-aging cream that I was not sure about, I hoped and it failed. Unlike that, I can be assured today, I can be confident today that with my giving, the curse is broken and the harvest is coming. Come on now. The curse is broken and the harvest is coming. Repeat after me. The curse is broken and the harvest is coming. One more time. The curse is broken and the harvest is coming. If you're ready, stand up to your feet. I am excited that you will no longer be bound to your past, no longer be trapped in the present. You'll be chasing towards your future. Your praise has been that gateway, and now with your giving, you are literally going to be turning the key in that door, and you're going to be walking through before we get to the word. I'm excited that the curse is broken, and your harvest is coming. Are you ready? Repeat after me. Say, if I obey, then I'm blessed going in. And I'm blessed going out. I'm blessed in my storehouse. And I'm blessed in my basket. The blessings have chased me down. They've tripped me up. Because I'm a child of God. Say I'm a child of God. Now, independent of what your week has been, independent of any issues you've gone through, independent of how your bank account may look, independent of how your car may look, independent of how your house may look, I want you to stop looking at your current situation and begin to look at how your life will be after the offering, after the harvest. I want you to begin to release this next line as a prophetic declaration over your life. Shout, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Shout, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Come on, one more time with everything you have.
I'm blessed.
If you're ready, guys, you can come down and begin to drop down your offering. If you're watching online, we have multiple ways for you to give. You can go to histabernacle.com. You can click on the giving button. If you like to text to give, you can do that as well. We want to thank you so much because you are financially advancing the kingdom of God. The curse is broken over your life and the harvest is coming in Jesus' name.
Lord with me. Bless the Lord with me. Bless the Lord with me. Come on, sit down. Bless the Lord with me. Bless the Lord with me. Bless the Lord with me. Bless the Lord with me.
Are we alive and awake yet? Awesome, good. Wasn't trying to be funny, Duddy. I was just got an awkward good morning back. Hey, I love you guys. I'm so excited. We have Easter in like 3 weeks. Isn't that awesome? We're coming up quick on Easter. And you know what? It's already 12, so I'm going to get right into the message. Amen? Is that good? You happy with it? Cool. All right. Here's what I need you to do real quick, though. I need you to shut your eyes and imagine this with me. All right, you're on a cruise ship, and it's beautiful outside. There is not one cloud in the sky. It is a nice 89 degrees, and you're laying right by the pool. It's beautiful. It's supposed to be perfect. You're going to the Caribbean. Not a care in the world. The virgin pina colada is amazing. Keyword, virgin. Pina colada. The steak you just ordered, the 16-ounce. Bone in. Medium rare. With whipped mashed potatoes. Not hand-turned, whipped mashed potatoes. With buttery garlic. And Brussels sprouts. Because if you don't like Brussels sprouts, you're wrong. Hey, I'm telling the story. Is being delivered right next to you by your waiter. Not a care in the world. Everything is perfect. Everything you need is right there. You're being taken care of. You're being entertained. And then you hear an absolute menacing siren. Stand up, look over the side, and as you look over the side, another ship is quickly approaching. And you realize it's not another cruise ship, it's a warship. And it dawns on you, you got on the wrong ship at the wrong time. You got on a cruise ship in a time of war, and now you're in for it. And unfortunately, that's how a lot of people have treated church. They've treated it like a cruise ship. And not the battleship that it actually is. And when the enemy comes to wage war with us, many times we're caught off guard and we don't know what to do. But I need you to wake up today. I'm not coming to spank. I'm coming to help awaken us to the fact that we are in a war. That we have an enemy that walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may destroy, according to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. And too many times we get caught up with, is the church entertaining me? Am I being fed right? Is this and this and this? And they're good questions and they're fair questions. But the real question remains is, am I going to church or am I the church? Because we're not called to just sit in a building. We're not called to just attend. We're called to be the church. Today, I want to challenge you to a new place and a new level because I believe our region will be saved. I believe Horseheads, Corning, Elmira, and the expanding, extended regions shall be saved. And it's not by us coming to church, it's by us being the church. See, what happens is when we get off mission and our mindset shifts to comfort, or we forget that we are created for vision, created to accomplish things for Christ, it's easy to check out. It's easy to get offended. It's easy to get mad that somebody took your seat. It's easy to start looking for entertainment in other places. But we're not here for entertainment. We're not here just for joy. Those are great things, and we have those things. But we're here because of vision. We're here to accomplish something that the Lord has set us out to do. Amen? Amen. And I want to read the vision of our church. Because in reality, that's why we're here. We're here because we've given our life to Christ and we've bought in. We've tied in to this vision. And imagine what it would look like if all of our lives were to mirror what the vision is. Let me read this with you real quick. His Tabernacle Family Church will become a multi-site regional gathering place. That's the very first point. Can I tell you, Ithaca had 146 people last week. Isn't that awesome? That's amazing. Pastor Dan just launched his small group this last Friday for Mansfield, Wellsboro. Just launched it, and they're launching right after Easter. We are starting to walk in to the vision of what we are, and that's a regional gathering place, multi-site, where thousands of people from every culture will experience God's love, acceptance, and forgiveness through his people. Not just through staff, not just through pastors.